12th, 2018. I'm calling to order the Papineau, Missouri River Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion or action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley.
Here.
Brett Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Renwald.
Here.
Lakey.
Here.
Peter.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Beast.
Here.
And Chair.
Here. Agenda item 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call on the motion, please.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Pinter.
Yes. Agenda item number 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call on the motion, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Peter.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye. Yes. I do have the proof of publication of the meeting that will become a permanent record for this evening's meeting. With that, we're moving right along to agenda item number 8, agency and association reports and presentations. 8A, we have a written report from the Natural Resources Conservation Services from Neil Jensen. So we'll move on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD annual conference will be held on September 23rd through the 25th at the Allen's Conference Center in Kearney. There'll be a golf outing as well as some trap shooting and some great speakers. So if you, I would really encourage all the directors, and I know many of the staff will be there, and talk to Gene about getting a reservation. We will be staying at the La Quinta Inn right across the street from the conference center, so it'll be very convenient. And we look forward to seeing you. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. 8B, or 8C, legislative report. Nothing this evening. All right. Cruising right along to 8D, Silverstone Group Vacation and Sick Leave Benchmark Analysis and Summary Report. Ashley Tamala.
You got it.
Thank goodness. And with the Silverstone. Welcome.
Good. Thank you. How is everybody this evening?
Good. Great. Thank
you. A little cruise through this as quickly as the other items. I think I should put my phone here. I don't have a very mic. There we go. All right, so this is just our standard proprietary statement asking that the information not be shared that I discuss with you tonight if anybody outside need to know. So tonight I'll be going over the vacation and sick leave benchmark analysis that Silverstone Group completed at the request of the district. Just a summary of the engagement, Silverstone Group was asked to look at benchmark data to help the district determine competitive labor market standards regarding vacation and sick leave policy. So in order to conduct this analysis, Silverstone Group, first we did a thorough review of the district's vacation policy, and then we also looked at the district's current sick leave policies. Again, the overall goal was to really understand how those current policies compare to what we typically see in the labor market. So in order to complete our analysis, we looked at benchmark data from the 5 different resources here. It's important to note that the resources did have a primary focus on the local labor market. So we did primarily look at other Omaha organizations. Some in Lincoln were available, and then we also have 2 resources where we have some data that was at the Midwest region or the national level. Having those additional resources does help kind of fill in some of the gaps sometimes that we don't have with local data available. But overall, we had approximately data from 600 organizations that we looked at. So I'm going to talk about the policies. First, we'll talk about vacation, and then we'll talk about the sick leave policy. So when we talk about each of the policies, we're going to look at three different components of each policy. First, we're going to talk about eligibility and use, and then we'll move into accrual rates and annual accrual rates and then maximum accruals. And then we'll also look at typical payouts. So the way we approach the analysis, like I said, first we looked at the vacation policy and the information that's presented on the slide here. You'll see the components of the district's policy that are specific to eligibility and use. We then compare that to our benchmark data, and then we have suggestions should the district wish to align itself with the benchmark data. So for the vacation policy regarding eligibility and use at the district, currently each full-time employee accrues vacation based on their date of hire. Part-time employees also accrue vacation leave, and that's on a prorated basis based on the number of hours that they're working. That is very standard, very much in line with best practice and the benchmark data. So the other option generally around eligibility and use is instead of having an annual accrual where you're accruing time each pay period or each month, is to do an allotment where you basically front load the vacation bank so that the employee has all of their vacation time allotted at the beginning of the year. We don't really see that practice very commonly. So what the district is doing right now with the accrual practice is very much in line with best practice. We do have one suggestion on this component, and that is to revise the vacation policy to allow new hires to use vacation once accrued. Currently, the policy states that no vacation can be taken during the first 6 months of employment unless approved by the immediate supervisor. So our first suggestion is just to incorporate that into the policy itself rather than having it be at the supervisor's discretion, because that's typically best practice. Once you accrue it, you can typically use it. Any questions so far? All right, moving right along to accrual rates and maximums. So in the top box, you can see the district's current policy in green. So you can see that we have 3 years of service categories, 0 to 5 years of service, 6 through 10 years of service, or 11 plus years of service. And then we have the days earned per month, what that translates into as far as days earned per year. And for the vacation, employees can have a maximum accrual of 53 days in their vacation bank. Below what we have is a summary of all of the benchmark data where we look at years of service, looking at less than 1 year of service, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and so on down the left side. So what we did was we looked at the average of all of the benchmark data and then compared at each of those years of service categories, what does the district offer in relation to that? So we could really see what is the difference, again, between the benchmark data and the district policy. So you can see under the difference column, for example, where there's less than 1 year of service, the average of the benchmark data is 10 days accrued per year. The district is offering 13 days per year, so the difference is 3. So you can see how that carries down up to 20 plus years of service. So for the most part, you can see that the district is fairly in line when we're looking at annual accrual rate. Where we start to see a bigger difference, however, is when we look at the maximum vacation days accrued. So according to the benchmark data, the average at less than 1 year of service is 15 days accrued. So that's technically what an employee can have in their bank, so to speak, for vacation days, whereas the district is offering or allowing 53 days. So again, we have the differences on the far right column there showing what the benchmark data looks like compared to the district. So again, if the district wishes to align with the benchmark data, some of our suggestions would be to include more years of service categories. So like I said, right now you can see there are 3 years of service categories. More typically, we'll see about 6 to 8 years of service categories being common. That way people don't have to wait so many years before they get a bump or an increase in what they can accrue or max out at for the year. And so that was that's our first suggestion. The second suggestion would be to decrease the maximum accrual rate, and then also to have the maximum accruals vary by years of service. So for most organizations, what we typically see is that rather than having the maximum days accrued be consistent for all employees regardless of years of service, generally we tend to see a positive relationship. So with more years of service, you have, for the most part, more days that you're allowed to accrue. So that's a little bit contrary to what we're seeing with the district policy here, having a consistent 53 days for all years of service categories. Questions on accrual rates and maximum accruals? Yes?
Your days that you get per month, and I'm looking up here, like, for example, year one district gets 13 days. That does not count weekends, correct?
Correct.
That's 5 day week.
5 working days. Okay. Yes.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
How can you, if you're a 1 year employee, the first line there, how can you accrue such high, have be allowed to accrue such high numbers, but you
right.
You couldn't possibly earn it?
Technically, mathematically, you could not. So.
Doesn't make sense.
For 1 year of service, the actual calculation would be just 13 days. And then technically 26 days at 2 years of service.
That's taking no vacation.
They would bring it down.
Yes.
Do we know how big of a cost we're seeing this being toward the district with or when employees leave? Would we see a reasonable shift in finances in personnel?
The issue is in state law, you are required to pay vacation time. So regardless if you say you changed it, you'd still owe whatever's on the book. So you either pay it now or pay it when they retire. Now, we haven't had you'll see that in the audit, that the liability for vacation and sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be if everyone decided to walk out the door in the very same year, and we get one retirement maybe every couple years. And so it's very manageable. So with vacations, a lot different because we're liable for if it's accrual of 20 or if it's accrual of 53, you still have to pay what those employees have accumulated over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is no one takes enough of their vacation, me included. I mean, you just don't. And so that's why you get these higher girls.
We'll have to work on it.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and thank you. At what point mathematically would they reach that 53-day crew if they don't?
So basically you would divide 53 by 13 to get if they didn't take any days. So that's whatever that would be. I don't do math in my head well.
It took me 11 and a half years.
4 years.
For somebody, if they took five years of service, if they're accruing at 13 days per year and not using any days. So.
And at that 5 year, you're saying take away the 53 or decrease the 53?
If the district wants to align with market, then yes, it would be important to consider that 53-day maximum accrual and what that means financially and also from a staffing perspective, too. Sometimes you think about if the district is allowing a large number of days to be banked up and people are taking big chunks of time off, that can sometimes present staffing issues as well. So other questions?
Having said that, though, it's always subject to approval by the supervisor. So if some guy says, I take the next 3 months off, it's not necessarily guaranteed whether they have the accrual days or not.
Right. Yep. That is correct. That can also present fairness and equity issues, too, that you have the days available, but perhaps you're not being allowed to use them for one reason or another because of an ongoing project or other staffing needs. So. Mm-hmm.
Are we... In your survey, are we the highest in the area as far as 53 days? Because you're saying the average is 23 or something. That's twice as much as what
what's your average benchmark? So.
Yeah, I right off the top of my head, I don't know if you guys would necessarily be at the maximum, but it's certainly on the high end for sure to be that much over.
Is that a change in over the years you're seeing or not? They don't allow it. Most companies don't allow the accumulation of 53. They stop it at 22 or 20. Is that a change from what it used to be?
I would say more in line with what's changing from what we have been seeing is in the past, a lot more organizations were doing a separate vacation policy and a separate sick leave policy. What we're seeing more organizations move to now is a combined PTO bank that allows for vacation and sick leave, personal time, all of those days to be grouped together. That way it allows the employee more flexibility. Sometimes I think with sick policies, you run into the fact where healthy employees sometimes feel like they're getting penalized because they're not taking their sick time. And also it just allows more flexibility so that way they can use PTO for any purpose and managers and administration doesn't have to track the specific reasons in these separate banks. So that's what we're seeing more organizations move to.
Maybe I can't do that. Can I poll the audience as to why we don't use vacation time and why don't
you? Here
you go. Anybody
because they're very dedicated. That's
yeah.
Why.
Yeah. Yes. Less than half of our staff.
Right. So it's rare to have that much.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, obviously, probably a couple weeks that
maybe. Right. Oh. Well, only, for example, only 21 out of 51 employees have over 30 days accumulated. So. I mean, it takes you a while to get there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people aren't using
it. Like I said, it's...
And that's why I was asking, why, yes. Why not?
I'm not approving any.
We love our job.
That's a great answer.
The job is a vacation, right?
I will share with you from personal experience, and what I do hear a lot of clients and colleagues talk about is that sometimes it's more of a hassle to come back from a vacation and deal with the work that's piled up and has you buried versus, you know, just kind of working through it. So I think some of it does come down to job expectations and demands and just trying to keep up with everything and trying to do that on a daily basis rather than have it pile up and deal with it when you come back from a big vacation.
Mr. Bradley.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering if the district has a policy if one employee used up all their sick leave, they had cancer or somebody that was sick in their family or whatever, can another employee donate their time that they accrued to that particular person? Because there are entities that do allow that.
We do not have a banking system like that to donate sick leave.
And
we do not.
Is there any reason why we couldn't, or could we if we wanted to?
You could.
I know in the National Park Service, you'd always see, you know, daily emails, somebody in some part of the country sick, and if anybody had X amount, they maybe donate a day. Mm-hmm. So a few people, and it helped them out. And with this case in the Pappy, Missouri NRD, one employee, get, you know, something would ever happen if another, each employee could donate a day to help them. I think that might be something to look at as an idea.
Mine was real close to his question. Say you accrue all these days of sick leave. Do you give them, and say something happens to the employee, does the district or the government, do they give those comp days to the wife or family as far as what the dollars are worth?
The
what happens?
25% of
the rest
of this is gone.
Yeah. And it's one of those,
that would be something I would look at probably wanting to change, because if you're a 30-year employee, you get sick and you recruit all these days. Part of the wife, also because you're working every day and you're not taking time to be home, you should be entitled to something.
Right now it's 25%. And vacation, you mean vacation.
This is probably for Gene, but as you look at the accrual of vacation or personal days, I guess it's vacation.
Vacation.
Do you see more with senior employees? Where is the, is there a bracket of age or years of service where this is the most prevalent?
You know, I haven't seen something like the older employees.
I was thinking about accumulation, not use.
I've got, yeah, there's, it's all over. I mean, obviously, the longer term employees have the ability to accumulate the 53 days. You're, obviously, your newer employees don't, just because they don't have the time.
Right.
So, yeah, but there, in just the list, that, and this was a, maybe a month old, there was nobody at 53 days. So it would be the longer term employees that would be closer to that number, not everybody's there, not even close.
So I think with the what's being presented, thank you for the time putting this together and presenting it. I realize that we're probably not quite done with it yet. Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things, I kind of see this as a solution looking for a problem more than vice versa. I don't from my perspective, it doesn't sound like we have a huge issue of people banking and to where it would potentially cause a threat financially to the district. And in the grand scheme of things, you know, there's no pension plan or anything offered here. So if somebody can, as they're getting ready to retire, accumulate that time for an extra boost when they're done serving the district, I don't see that as a negative at all. So, again, I appreciate the information. It's very, very good to see. Just to see how we stack up against the competition. But
yeah, it's just helpful for overall decision-making.
Yeah.
We can move on to payoff then quickly and then on to sick leave if there are no other questions on the previous components. Sound good? Okay. So with the vacation payouts then, and John, you already alluded to this, with the law, by law in the state of Nebraska, all accrued unused vacation time must be paid out upon separation. And so the district is in compliance with that, so we had no suggestions to the payoff component of vacation leave. Now we'll move into sick leave. Again, we'll look at the three components, eligibility and use, accrual rates and maximums, and then payouts briefly. So with the sick leave policy, full-time employees can accrue sick leave based on their date of hire. Part-time employees are not eligible for sick leave accruals. If an employee has been absent for three or more consecutive working days, then a physician's statement is required to verify their absence. And then the third bullet point there, the general manager has the authority to permit employees to utilize sick leave for the care of immediate family members. And the one suggestion we do have on this component of the sick leave policy is that rather than having it be at the general manager's discretion, we would suggest that sick leave for the use of the care of an immediate family member be part of the actual written policy rather than at the general manager's discretion. That's pretty common best practice to see that immediate family members can be cared for under a sick leave policy. And then the other suggestion we have around eligibility and use is that the policy does not explicitly state it, so I think it would be helpful to add to the policy that once sick leave has been used or been accrued, it can be used. So same layout like we have for the vacation leave. For sick leave here in the green chart, we show the days earned per month for district employees, the days earned per year, and then the maximum days accrued. There is a footnote there talking about how some of the employees were grandfathered in. So it says for employees who had over 180 days of accumulated sick leave as of June 30th, 1994, their cap is set at the amount of accumulated sick leave as of June 30th, 1994. So if an employee whose cap was over 180 days as of June 30th drops below 180 in any given year, then their new cap will be reestablished at the 180 days. So there was a bit of a grandfathering done earlier when the policy was changed. And so again, down below, we have the summary analysis of all the benchmark data. Exact same layout here, just showing the average of the benchmark data. There's not much variability in the data here. We saw more of a trend towards larger accumulations or accruals for higher years of service categories. But for sick leave, what we're seeing in the market is that generally 8 to 9 days accrued per year is pretty typical. The district is allowing or offering 18 days per year. And again, we have our differences there. And then the biggest difference we're seeing, again, from the benchmark data to the district policy is on the maximum days accrued. So the district is allowing 180 days versus the benchmark data. That's only about 9 to 11 days banked up. So for suggestions regarding accrual rates and maximums, we would suggest aligning this to the vacation policy. So rather than having just 1 year of service categories, have multiple years of service categories so that way accruals can be spread out and aligned with those vacation categories. Again, base accruals on years of service and look at potentially decreasing the maximum accrual and if that's necessary or not for the day. One thing about sick leave is that it does not have to be paid out legally, but the district does have three different policies that refer to payouts. And so those are stated up here. So with the resignation policy, the retirement policy, and the wellness benefit policy, there is a portion of accumulated unused sick leave that is to be paid out upon separation. So questions on sick leave?
I know my organization puts sick leave, PTO, all together. It's one giant bundle. My question is it beneficial towards our organization and to the taxpayers that we, everybody, to bundle with? Or is it better this way in your personal opinion?
I think we'd have to do some financial modeling to be very sure of the answer to that question, because when you do PTO, like vacation leave, that also has to be paid out. And what your PTO accruals and maximums look like, that would certainly drive.
That's kind of what I was getting at, because this is a whole different legal aspect, because that's for sick leave, and then there's vacation. We bundle it together now, and now it's just, there you go, guys. That's what you get.
Yeah, then PTO has to be paid out upon separation. So yeah, whether it makes financial sense or not would be completely dependent on what you set those accruals and maximums at and how you allow people to transition current banks over to a PTO. I mean, that could all certainly be modeled, but you would have to develop a policy first and then do the financial modeling.
Just curious.
And one thing, the reason that we do have that is that the district doesn't have short-term disability. So you need a full 90 days before you can go into long-term disability. We've had a few cases of past employees that not only did they utilize that 90 days, but then they had that little bit of buffer before you get the paperwork filled out, before they start getting checks, all those types of things that kind of start creeping into the 100 or beyond. So that's the reason why that kind of was set so high, is because we don't have that.
Yeah.
So if we did something different, we might probably have to look at a short-term disability policy, which I don't know what that would cost, but that could be
exactly
part of the thing.
Yeah, that would be another component to consider as well, and what the savings would be.
One more thing. Once an individual
other questions?
The benchmark you referred to a number of times, does that include any federal government, state government, or any other NRDs?
It would be more of a limited number because we did focus a lot on local employers. And we had some organizations from like our Midwest and national data that was some industry-specific information, but I don't believe that there would be very many NRDs that would be included in the data. So really trying to compare to that general local labor market for similar size organizations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Question for you, Mr. Winkler.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Where are we headed with this? What's the outcome? We've got a nice report, but what's your intention as far as using it?
Unless I got direction from the board, there is no intention. The reason we had Ashley put this together is that Director Leahy made a request at a board meeting, I think in April or before then, that to look at that and to do an analysis. And so we worked with Ashley to get the analysis. So there's no recommendation, or unless we have a future direction from you, I don't plan to do anything.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the update because mm-hmm. I remember when we first started all these changes many years ago coming out of the, and it seemed like the dark ages where we are today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to agenda item 9, subcommittee reports 9A, personnel, legislative, and public affairs subcommittee, Director Fred Conlon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, addendum 5 to the Papio, Missouri River NRD General Manager's Employment Agreement. Recommendation that the chairperson of the Board of Directors be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the 5th addendum to the General Manager's Employment Agreement, containing updates to the terms of his agreement and extension of the general manager's term of employment as recommended by the subcommittee. And that's a move.
Right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, West Branch Channel Bank Stabilization Project Bids. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute a contract with High Plains Enterprises, Inc. in a not-to-exceed amount of $366,894 for the construction of the West Branch Channel Bank Stabilization Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as due form by District Legal Counsel. On behalf of the committee, I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? And then we'll call the motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 2 is Little Papillion Creek Channel Stabilization Mercy 10R Project Bids. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to reject the bid received for the construction of the Little Papillion Creek Channel Stabilization Mercy 10R project, and I so move.
Yeah, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call the motion.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conn.
Aye.
John Conn.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hunter.
Yes.
Next item is Water Sustainability Fund Grant Application for West Papillion Regional Basin WPF1. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute and submit the Water Sustainability Fund application for 60% of eligible project costs for the WP1 project, with subject changes deemed necessary by the general manager. I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? We'll call the motion, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conn.
Aye.
Johnson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Hunter.
Yes.
Number 4, City of Tecama Wellhead Protection Area Plan Cost Share Agreement. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Tecama for wellhead protection area plan cost share. in an amount not to exceed $7,500 in district funds, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? All right, roll call on the motion.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Number five are bids received for the Washington County Rural Water System Pump Station Upgrade. Subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Erickson Construction for the construction of the Washington County Rural Water System Pump Station Upgrade Project in the bid amount of $274,100, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM. Approval as to form just by district legal counsel and subject to the project financing approval at the district's July 12, 2018 Board of Directors meeting. And on behalf of the subcommittee, I so move.
Motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Once again, we'll call on the motion.
Bradley.
Yes.
Redcom. Aye.
Johnson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be it resolved, the minutes of the July 10, 2018 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, FY 2019 budget draft, no action was taken by the Subcommittee. Item two, Washington County Rural Water System, SRF loan for pump station upgrade project. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Environmental Quality SRF loan in the amount not to exceed $300,000 as presented to the subcommittee to the changes deemed necessary by the GM with approval as to form by district legal counsel. And furthermore, the following resolution be adopted. The resolution is 16 pages long. Unless the GM is going to provide some alcohol beverages for us, I'm going to forego reading that. And I move its adoption.
All right. We have a motion on the table. Any comments from the public? Staff or directors? And just for clarity on this, I believe we need 8 votes for this to pass.
That's correct.
Yeah. So we need 8 of the 9.
We check, double check.
Okay. Any further questions from directors? That roll call on the motion, please.
Fred Thomas.
Aye.
John Thomas.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 3, Legislative Representation 01010004393, accounts over 110%. Recommendation that the Legislative Representation account 01010004393 be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget with a maximum not to exceed amount of $121,697.56 without further board approval, and I so move.
I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Brett Conley. And Jefferson.
Yes.
Item 4, Zerinsky Basin 2, construction cost 02015584110, accounts over 110%. Recommendation that Zerinsky Basin 2, water quality basin construction cost, account 02015584410, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget with a maximum not to exceed amount of $1,100,000 without further board approval, and I so move.
I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
And Sheriff.
Yes.
Item 5, WP5 Professional Services, 0201-554-4400, accounts over 110%. Recommendation of the WP5 Professional Services account, 0201-554-4400, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget with a maximum not to exceed $44,000 without further board approval, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
All right.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Sheriff.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to 9D, Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee requests for proposals for professional services to update the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District Multi-Jurisdictional Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan. Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee requests for proposals for professional services to update the Multi-Jurisdictional Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, initial screening of the proposal for the consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the district policy 15.2 be waived and that the contract be negotiated with JEO Consulting Group, Inc. to provide professional services to update the district's hazard mitigation plan, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff?
I had one question.
Director Jack.
How long would we anticipate it would take for this particular hazard mitigation plan to be updated? Laura, do you have any idea?
So, the draft actual.
A year? Okay, and then when will we hear about update, as far as progress on this?
So we will have a contract meeting back and we need approval by the formal
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Any other questions from directors? Then roll call on the motion, please.
Yes.
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 Bradley.
Yes.
Right.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Moving on to agenda item number 10, Treasurer's Report. Once again, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of two lengthy resolutions and items 10A through 10J inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Austin.
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Alway.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
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 That completes that report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item number 11, resolution of appreciation and acknowledgement of the efforts of Senator Deb Fisher and Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have already sent the Congressman and Senator a letter of thank you, but also they were very instrumental in getting our 408 permit. I sent you several links of when they had core leadership in front of their committees. The first question out of their mouth is, where's the Papio's 408 permit? And so they rode the cord extremely hard, the generals on down. So I thought it was appropriate that we show our appreciation to them for that. So I'll read the following resolution, and if we could get a motion and a second to adopt it, we will forward it to them. Gene put together a very nice binder with the thank you letter and the resolution signed by the chairman to to show our appreciation. So, so the item of resolution is, whereas the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, in its efforts to upgrade Missouri River levee systems R-616, R-613, spent years working with this U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to complete regulatory review of the project. Whereas Senator Fisher and Congressman Fortenberry worked with a Corps staff to expedite the review process and brought the matter to the attention of senior Corps officials to help facilitate review completion. Whereas on June 30, 2018, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District Commander signed the completed review, paving the way for the start of the construction to upgrade Missouri Levee River Systems R-616, R-613. Now, therefore, be it resolved on behalf of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, its staff, and communities that it serves, this board does hereby express its appreciation for the work and dedication of Senator Fisher and Congressman Fortenberry on this matter and their commitment to reducing flood risk in and around Omaha.
I move with John's recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion on the table. Anybody from the public wish to speak to the item? Staff or directors? I guess in addition to that, I would just like to thank John Winkler for working tremendously hard at the federal level to help make this happen as well. It is definitely serving our district tremendously, but it's obviously going to help around the entire state as well. So thank you for your service.
Thank you. Well. We have a high PIA factor.
No, we can count on you. Any further comments or questions from directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Adler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Agenda item 12, Chairperson's Report. Just the Planning Lake obviously was dedicated to not too long ago. It was a wonderful day, a wonderful event, and it was good to see many people here. I just want to once again show my gratitude toward the staff that has taken the time and effort to really make that wonderful project come to fruition. And for those of you that may have not seen it, I would highly recommend going out there because it's an amazing place to go and be, and it's obviously going to be a wonderful destination for many people to visit for many, many generations to come. So it's wonderful seeing things, projects like that, that the district is doing, seeing the tax dollars put to good use and to really benefit the community like that. So just thanking everybody for their efforts in that. It's truly... truly a great place to visit, and it's kind of on the other side of town for me, but I'm still going to try and make an effort to get out there on a regular basis. So that's all I have. Agenda item 13, General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to reiterate what Dave said, the grand opening of Flanagan Lake was a huge success, even with the unexpected gas leak. So it was still fun.
And it's not talking about the politician stuff.
Yeah, it was a real gas leak. The media coverage was fantastic. Nearly 100 people have already entered the Dam Fund contest. So to win those donated prizes. Contest ends August 16th, so if you have any friends or anything, tell them to get in. I'd also like to thank Hush Blackwell for their congratulatory piece they placed in the Midland Business Journal. It's attached if you haven't seen that. Greatly appreciate that. And then also thanks to the directors for attending that were able to make it out to the grand opening. It's nice having you there and the support there. Hot weather means summer camp time. Austin and Kaylin are busy with the Discovering Nature Camp. 28 kids learned all about birds, reptiles, survival camps, bugs, and of course water. So. That will continue. Personal miscellaneous item, Nicole Gus completed a course through American Purchasing Society, 76 Ways to Improve Purchasing Performance, and was awarded a certification. And great job, Nicole. The copy of that's attached, as well as my group has completed two Microsoft courses and received certification in completing automating administration with Windows PowerShell and installation, storage, and compute with Microsoft Windows Server 2016. And those are attached. Way to go, Mike, as well. The Silver Sneakers Group sent a letter to the district thanking the O&M team for always having their pavilion nice and clean and trash cans taken care of and mowed. Thank Bill and Tom and the rest of the crew for doing that. This is important because the Silver Sneakers do not really hand out compliments that easily. So this letter was of a particular importance to the O&M crew, so we appreciate that. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The partnership meeting took place on June 28th, 2018. The minutes are attached for that. And also a personal note, thank you to the board for the support and vote of confidence to extend my agreement with you, and looking forward to 5 more years. So thank you. concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Moving on to agenda item 14, election of Papillion, Missouri River Natural Resource District officers, policy 3.0. Just a brief note before you get going on this. I'd spoken to a few of you a while ago about running for chairman again after some consideration. I wanted to make sure that I was or was not running for the right reasons. I think maybe running, if I did run again, it may have been about ego or having it show up that I was the chairman of the board running an election this fall, which I don't think is probably the right reasons to run. So I want to make sure there's a smooth transition come December when I and a couple other board members leave the board. So I will not be seeking re-election for chairman. I will not get off my soapbox as the chairman. And open nominations.
Mr. Chairman, sure. I'd like to nominate Jim Thompson as chair.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Any further nominations for chairman? Once again, any further nominations for chairman? And one more time, any further nominations for chair? All right, I'm going to close nominations for chairman or cease nominations. Is there through acclamation or something that we can do here too?
Yeah, and then you approve them all at the end anyway.
By okay. Vote, correct?
Right, yeah.
So just okay. By default.
Oops.
All right.
Or acclamation, sorry, not default.
All right. Now I'd like to open up for nominations for vice chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd yes. Like to nominate Fred Conley for vice chairman.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Director Bradley. Any other nominations for vice chair?
Nominate Tim Fowler.
All right. Any other nominations for vice chair? Once again, any further nominations for vice chair? And last time, any further nominations for vice chairman? Seeing none, I'll close nominations, cease nominations. Let's make this official with the blue voting card. So please write your either Fred Conley or Tim Fowler vice chair.
Blue card, this one.
No, I cannot do that.
This is the blue one?
Yeah, it's the blue one.
Yeah.
That'd be a problem. No, I'm not. I'm showing the cards, and I'm just showing you what cards. If there's 10 votes, something happens.
I know what it means. I circle checked everyone. We've only had one each. So.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Everybody in?
I'd next like to open nominations for secretary. Director Conley.
I'd like to nominate Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Director Conley. Any further nominations for secretary? Once again, any further nominations for secretary? And last call on nominations for secretary. With that, we will close nominations for secretary. Director Rich Teaser, for acclamation.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Next, we'll open nominations for treasurer.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Jan Conley, the oldest director I've ever seen in NRD history.
Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Any further nominations for treasurer? Once again, any further nominations for treasurer? And last call on nominations for treasurer. All right, we're now closing nominations for treasurer.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Director Conley. Assuming we get the votes in the end.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Up next is the...
Oh, John makes that appointment.
So. John makes appointment. So the NARD representative. So open nominations for NARD representative.
I'd like to nominate Bradley.
We have a nomination for Director Bradley.
I'd like to nominate Caesar.
Okay.
Thank you. You serve at both positions.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other, Director Bradley?
Wait a minute. For the NARD representative?
Correct. Yeah.
I do not accept that nomination. So.
All right.
We're down to Director
Caesar. Just Caesar then, yep. Once again, any nominations for NARD representative? Last call on NARD representative, NARD representative. Seeing none, we'll be closing the nominations. Director Richard Teaser. Congratulations, Director Teaser.
Thank you again.
And then lastly, nominations for NARD alternate representative for the Papillon Reserve. Director Conley.
I'd like to nominate Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Director Conley. Any further nominations?
Nominate Larry Bradley.
Okay. I do accept that.
All right. Thank you, Director Bradley. Any further nominations for alternate NARD representative? Once again, any further nominations for NARD alternate? And last call on the NARD alternate representative.
Pink card.
Bradley
and Fowler.
Who's your assistant treasurer nomination?
I'm ready.
Okay, when you're okay.
Because we'll do that before we vote.
Yeah, I'm ready to present.
Okay.
I thought I sent you an email. And
I don't think. You might. I don't know.
That's okay.
You may have kept me out of the loop after you misspelled my name.
I misspelled my name, yeah. Think of the two of us on here, boy. You'll be in trouble, wouldn't you?
Congratulations.
All right. Now we need a resolution from the treasurer for the designation of assistant treasurer.
Chairman, I'd like to recommend Tim Fowler for that position, and he's agreed to accept. I'd like to comment, if I could. This is no reflection on Patrick Leahy's performance as assistant treasurer, but reflection of needing a little more time occasionally than Patrick's been able to give to the position. He travels a lot.
He was doing what I did last year. Hyper travel just kills you.
Thank you, Director Conley. And I think we're ready to
fill in the blanks.
All right. Be resolved that the following directors be and are hereby elected officers of the Papillon, Missouri River Natural Resources District for the coming year and until a successor has been elected. Jim Thompson is chairperson. Fred Conley is vice chair. Rich Teaser is secretary. And John Conley is treasurer. Be it further resolved that the treasurer's written designation of Tim Fowler as assistant treasurer is concurred in by the board of directors. Be it further resolved that the presently elected treasurer, John Conley, and the designated assistant treasurer, Tim Fowler, are hereby authorized to serve until such time as bonding is completed on the treasurer-elect and assistant treasurer-designate. I think I need to put in
Patrick goes in there.
My apologies. So be it further resolved that the presently elected treasurer, John Conley, and the designated assistant treasurer, Patrick Leahy, be and are hereby authorized to serve until such time as bonding is completed on the treasurer-elect and the assistant treasurer-designate. And lastly, be it further resolved that Rich Teaser is hereby elected to the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts Director for the coming year, and that Director Tim Fowler is hereby elected to the Nebraska Association of Resource District Alternate Director for the coming year, and I so move. All right, it's passion. passionate second.
Save these for next year.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
I'd like to say thank you for your time as chairman, Mr. Blue.
Thank you.
And I hope to continue in the good formal way you conducted meetings. It's been a nice 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
4 years, my goodness. I wish you well in your upcoming election, and assuming there's victory in the future for that, we'll continue to work well with Sarpy County for a lot of issues. So.
Excellent.
Thanks for the confidence in my peers and allowing me to be chairman again.
Thank you, Director Thompson. And I guess lastly, I should have said this during the chairperson's report. It has certainly been a privilege and an honor to serve as chair for the last 4 years on this board. The directors have been very fortunate to serve with, and the staff has made the job really quite easy. So thank you for all your hard work on that. With that, roll call on the motion, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we took care of 14 and 15 there.
Information items.
Agenda item 16, informational items. The next board meeting will be here on August 9th, 2018. With that, we are adjourned.